The gist. The RECOVER initiative's first round of long COVID clinical trials landed with a thud. Now, a year after the first Treating Long COVID workshop, they're back with another round. Progress has clearly been made. RECOVER's next round of long COVID clinical trials are more proactive and creative. They include four treatments. The low-dose naltrexone, or LDN, trial begged the question of whether long COVID needs an LDN trial when the drug is so well known and when other LDN trials are underway. On the other hand, the RECOVER LDN trial is designed to be, quote, pivotal, end quote, i.e., it will be large enough that RECOVER hopes it will start the process towards FDA approval of the compounded drug. RECOVER's baricitinib trial turned out to be an add-on to Wes Eli's already active $12 million trial funded in 2024. By incorporating the trial into its clinical network, RECOVER will help the trial be completed faster. With many resources being poured into this trial, many people are convinced that baricitinib, which was first approved for COVID-19, has a good chance of success. Let's hope they're right. Even with the help, though, we probably won't get any results until sometime in 2027. GLP-1 agonists. RECOVER knocked it out of the park by choosing to listen to doctors and patients and supporting a drug that is not being studied in long COVID. Dr. Kaufman noted that a survey of doctors in a large complex chronic illness listserv found that 60% of 350 responses saw their patients improve their fatigue, pain, and other symptoms using very low doses of these drugs. Kaufman reported that in his experience, improvements in fatigue were unusual. The protocols for the trial are being produced now. This mechanistic trial aims to elucidate the physiological effects of the treatment. Stellate ganglia blockade, SGB. Stellate ganglia blockade was another inspired choice. Both small and anecdotal reports suggest that this unusual treatment, which involves injecting an anesthetic into the neurons making up the stellate ganglion in the neck, may be quite helpful in some people. The block temporarily reduces sympathetic nervous activity in the upper chest, neck, and head, potentially allowing the system to reset itself. A powerful video showed how dramatic the effects can be in some people. The SGB trial is another mechanistic trial that will dig deep into what physiological effects the blockade is having. Money issues? RECOVER had stated that it expected to fund two pivotal trials and four mechanistic trials, but as of September, it ended up funding one pivotal trial, two mechanistic trials, and helped out on a large trial that was already underway. Given the great need for treatment trials, the few trials underway suggest RECOVER may have run through most of its $1.8 billion in funding. The Biden administration extended a $500 million lifeline to RECOVER in 2024, but that's not likely to happen again, given the Trump administration's apparent antipathy to NIH funding. This may be it, then, for RECOVER's clinical trials and underscores how unfortunate it was that RECOVER poured over $120 million into its first batch of underwhelming trials. Finding that ivabradine, IVIG, modafinil, Sunosi, TDSC, and other therapies are helpful will help primary care doctors provide better treatment for their long COVID patients, but it will have come at a high cost. The results of most of those trials will be available by the end of 2026. Support Health Rising and keep the information flowing. You can give one time or donate monthly at the link at the end of the text version of The Gist. Thanks for listening.